This is Flint Hall. Two of these buildings, I think it's these two right here, were Buckman and Thomas Hall. They were the first buildings built.
Mm-hmm. Buckman's still there.
And Thomas, they're both of them are there, but they've been built around, and maybe it's hard to identify. Both buildings are still there.
They have a mark.
Now, eventually the plan was to have this road through here. And of course it had an entrance at one time,
mm-hmm.
but you could enter the university right here on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing left of this road today is this section right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there, just like it was laid out. Now there's no sign left of this other one at all, I don't think. Now right here is what is now called
Museum Road.
Not Museum Road, but Stadium Road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this, let's see. This right here is 13th Street. And it goes down. And right here is where it turns. That's the old Student Union right here. Now,
mm-hmm.
the post office, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And, down in this ravine, that's where the stadium is now. It was built in a natural ravine down there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this building here?
That's the building with the Century Tower by it. That's the big auditorium building.
Oh, okay. And this is the plaza.
That was
here.
Called the Plaza of Americans. That was supposed to remain open as a plaza, as a central. Kind of like the lawn at the University of Virginia, but they changed their plans and started filling it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in other words, this was supposed to have been left open, but they put the library building right there.
Yeah, right. And this is
take
the
that with you. I give you that.
Oh,
copy.
Really? Thank you very much.
And
thank you very much.
Here's a little drawing of what Gainesville looked like. In 1884, I'll give you that.
This is the whole town.
Yeah. Now here's one that I got up, but it didn't pin out too well in the copying. This is a reduced map that was made in 1890 of this area, and this is a map of the same area reduced to the same scale as it looked in 1975.
No kidding.
But as I say, it's a very, very poor job.
Well,
now this is a little bit better of 1875. And I had some better ones of the 1890,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't want to take up too much time, so I didn't run across one.
Okay.
If you'd like a better one of this, I can get it for you. But take those along with you.
Thank you very much. Well, the point is obvious. All the empty spaces have been filled in, or just about all of them. How big was the town when you were growing up?
I'd say about in 1910, Gainesville was about 6,000.
And just in the last few years, it's going a great deal, because I know the 1960 census is, I think, 60,000. In the 1950 census, it's 29,000.
When I went to school, nearly all the students knew each other, and all the faculty knew each other, and all the students and faculty knew each other.
Mm-hmm. I went to a college in Tennessee that had 700 students.